Thanks for listening and welcome to Rewrite the Rules, the podcast that shows you there is no one right way to live your life. I'm your host, Alex Starr, and I want to expose you to new lifestyles, mindsets, and stories of adventure from around the globe. So pour your favorite drink, roll up a joint, and let's get going. Guys, hi. I just got out of the shower. I put on my towel and ran over here to start recording this because inspiration was striking when, you know, for some reason when the water's going over in the shower, you know, you just start to think of stuff. It's not going to come as clearly now that I'm not in the shower. Maybe I should bring all my laptop and stuff in the water and maybe it'll come back. I want to do a quick podcast, a little solo show of why the podcast is now called Rewrite the Rules. This is about taking things in our lives and seeing how we can change them while being exposed to different ideas and possibilities. So maybe that's your relationship that you want to change something. I just had a girl that's in a polyamorous relationship. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you love being monogamous. But what rules can you rewrite there? What rules can we rewrite about our health? The rules that we rewrite about society. Not all the rules, right? Like, some things are going well. It doesn't mean change everything. It doesn't mean, you know, fuck the Backstreet Boys because they're mainstream. I don't know why I thought of the Backstreet Boys there. But it's more about this unbelievable potential and possibility that we have in this day and age with so much amazing information being spread. There's no way that we should all be living under these parameters that are self-inflicted or inflicted by society or by our parents when they are harming us and we don't need them. I'm not saying that all of the parameters set forth by society and parents and yourself are bad. No, most of them are probably good. But there's some rules that can be rewritten. There are rules you can rewrite about your health. You can rewrite rules about the way that you perceive the world. I'm rewriting currently, to give you an example, I'm not going to delve into my insecurities. If you want to hear me babble about those, you can go back a few episodes to the Thoughts That Control My Life episode and hear me complain for 10 minutes. I'm trying to rewrite the rule of trying to get over a fear of rejection from people or people not liking me. Where did that come from? I don't know. How can I rewrite that in my head? And how will that change? How will that one part of me change? I will say that I don't know about you guys, but I have failed so many times at setting a goal for myself and not reaching it. So whether that's I'm going to give up simple carbs for a week, whether that's I'm going to cut back on drinking, I'm going to cut back on social media, I'm not going to jack off as much. I mean, all types of stuff. And it never seems to, I never seem to prevail, right? You last like a week or two. You get down on yourself, you get bummed that you once again broke whatever promise you made to yourself, and then you kind of will reinstigate that same habit to ease the pain that you feel from breaking the vow to yourself. So it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So what I did after 5 years of trial and error of thinking that my willpower sucks and believing that, my buddy recently came up to me and said that he hasn't been drinking during the week at all and he just sticks it to weekends and it's been really good for him. And I thought, man, that's great because, there's some like insidious, two beers a night here that just is not good for my overall health and I've been figuring out ways to do that. So he says, yeah, I haven't been doing it during the week. And I said, okay, well, let's make an agreement and let's shake on it. So there we are in the parking lot. We shake on it. Cool, man. Great. We make it through the first 5 days. We have fun on the weekend. And then the next Wednesday comes along and I go to trivia night. And of course it's trivia, on a Wednesday. So of course it warrants having like three beers, because they're craft beers. And there was no reason to it. So that was whatever, 10 days into this, like, you know, I'm so pumped at the beginning, 10 days in, already cracked, already broke. So what we decided to do, and this has been game changing. This has been legitimately life-altering, not in like a overnight thing, it just now that it's been going, I think, 2 or 3 months now, is that we made ourselves accountable to each other and we initiated a punishment system. So what we did is we said, okay, there's no drinking during the week. We are accountable to each other for it. And if somebody messes up, you now pay the other person $100. And neither one of us has messed up since. It's been 2-3 months now, right? I think it was early November we started, so whatever that is. And neither one of us has faulted once. Now, why is that? Did my willpower get better overnight? Fuck no. My willpower is still terrible. If I was to get off of this deal, I think it would, I might fall back into old habits. But maybe not, because once you go through a couple months, now my habit is not to, I'm going out, I'm going to have a couple beers with dinner. It's like, I'm just going to have water with dinner because that's my new habit. But that was only instilled because I would have owed my friend $100 if I had a sip of it. So it's just like, well, I'm not giving my friend $100, right? So find somebody in your life that you can be accountable to, and whatever it is that you want to change, social media. I know my buddy also added doing 2 hours of work before he looks at any type of entertainment. No YouTube, no Facebook, no podcast, no type of digital entertainment. He has to do 2 hours of like his side business before he looks at any of that. You can add meditation. There's so many things to add, but my point is, don't rely on willpower, because we are weak. We are weak. The media makes us weak. The people we hang around with make us weak. Not in a bad way. I just mean that you walk down the street and you see a bunch of people out drinking and eating ice cream, and you're like, well, this is obviously the thing to do. So I'm going to, you know, eat ice cream and drink beer. But whatever it is for you, whatever it is that you either are trying to eliminate or you want to add, perhaps you want to learn French. So you add 10 minutes a day during the week, or you got to pay someone $100. And you just start building off of that. In no way, shape, or form has it been perfect, you know, or in no way, shape, or form is there still not another 50 things that I'm failing at. But for me, taking out those insidious beers that were just serving no purpose and inflicting my sleep and my health and then my productivity and my motivation and everything, that was the foundation of it. And now everything else, now I can deal with all my other, you know, problems and start to unlayer all the, you know, the layers of your being in a simpler way. So whatever that is for you, try it out and let me know what you think, because nothing has worked better for me than that. Hey, if you're enjoying these podcasts, please leave me a review. I will love you guys. I love you guys anyway, but I'd love you more if you wrote me a review. 5-star reviews. My love is 5-star deep. 3 stars and below, my love goes out the window. But seriously, leave me a review if you're enjoying this, or share it with your friends. It'd be much appreciated. And besides that, hope you guys are having a kick-ass week, and go crush it. I will see you guys soon.